The next session we're going to do is around the writings you did on your religious history. Before we started the last session, Jennifer and I were talking about Jizo, and then comparing it to other religions and how, and looking at kind of the how grief is handled in spiritual traditions, grief and loss, and then how that sort of bleeds into kind of the cultural milieu of that. And if you think about our religious history, we enter it, especially if you grew up in a religious household, you were exposed to ceremonies and traditions at a young age. And then often, many of us have a disenchantment in our teenage years and then don't really return and study the religion or the spiritual tradition we grew up in. And certainly myself, I find out that I actually wasn't, I grew up in a Catholic tradition, and I wasn't really that informed about Catholicism. And it was almost coincidental that later in my life I became very close to someone who was deeply informed. But then what was your takeaway from your early spiritual and religious experiences? What was the support of iconography? I was sharing with Jennifer, I grew up in a Catholic environment, a Catholic society, and so I had lots of exposure to how Catholicism handles grief and suffering and death, and the iconography of it and the ritual of it. So maybe as you recount your religious history and what you've written, you can think about that. Well, this, in that wonderful presentation that Jennifer just gave, the universality of loss and death and grief and trying to, be able to engage our lives in the midst of this inevitable suffering of grief. And then the very religions, you could say religions have two main agendas. One is virtue, and the other one is compassion. And then they create around those two all sorts of practices and agendas. And so what we'd like you to do is to divide up into your small groups, and then you can just share with the members of your small group your religious history. How long do we take for that, Jennifer?
So I think in the past we've had people share what it was like to write the history.
Okay.
And then they may lift up some pieces.
What?
The actual history.
I see.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So more the process.
Yes, the process of writing. Right.
Yeah.
So when you say history, is that include the early years and the journey to here, or just the early years?
Well, certainly your history would be looking at the formative experiences.
No, but we're not telling the history.
Right.
Yeah.
We're talking about the paper you wrote?
Yes.
And we're talking about the process of writing it. Like, what did you notice?
I got that.
Yeah.
But I also feel like for me, it was different doing that early years. And
yeah.
It was like, I don't need to make it complicated.
Okay.
And this is your small group you meet with through the year.
Yeah.
Your home group.
So you can think about the whole process of writing it. What surprised you? Did you notice yourself reliving that? You know, what did you find challenging? Did you find yourself upset by some of the things you were exposed to as a child, or? And then what inspired you? Like, there is a ways, as children, we tick in a kind of wonderful sort of lived sense of what it is we're exposed to. You know, our cognitive mind doesn't dictate so thoroughly when we're young. So maybe you can reflect on some of that too. Okay? So take about an hour. You break into your small groups and then just describe how it was. Yeah. Okay?
A little less than an hour. Lunch is at 12:15.
Oh, okay. So we'll take about 45 minutes.
Is it okay to go downstairs where we can find enough?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And we'll ring a bell. About 5 minutes before you should come back, okay? Okay.
Do you want us to do it any particular way, like each person talks for a certain amount of time and then open discussion?
I would suggest something like each person talks for about 5 minutes, and then after you've done that, just have a more general discussion. Okay?
Thank you.